What's up? What's up? What's up? On today's episode of TKO, we're gonna get into some real shit real quick. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, if you got insecure ears, this is not the podcast for you to be on. Because I'm your host that does the most, TK, and you now locked in on my show, TKO. Let's go! On today's episode of TKO, I want to get into something that's near and dear to my heart. Something that should be near and dear to anybody's heart when you're coming from a city like mine. Born and raised, and probably a dying as a motherfucker. Chicago, Illinois. On the west side. 290 to be exact. I feel like growing up in Chicago was something different from other cities. And I'm going to tell you why. For me, it was different growing up, how other people grew up in their cities. Chicago is one of the most getting money, hustling from sun up to sun down, funnest, outgoing, courageous, outrageous ass cities, man. I'm telling you, it doesn't get no better than that. Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. It's just one of those, if you know, you know, you had to be there type of situations. You feel me? Ain't nobody's city fucking with Chicago, and that's just how I feel. And we can get into it. I'll die on that hill about that shit. You got some of the greatest fucking hustlers known from our city, man. That's just what it is. But to me, I want to get back to the old Chicago. It seemed like we lost touch. We need to get back to our roots, man. All this senseless ass killing that's been going on, these babies that's constantly dying, these mamas, grandparents, uncles, brothers, cousins, sisters, nephews. Come on, man. This is not the city that I love. This city turned into a motherfucking ball of hate. And I hate that shit for our city, man. We not like that. We weren't like that. I'm telling you, the year shit went bad. And I know everybody agree with me on this. 2015. 2015, man. 2015, man. We got to get back to 2015, man. And a few years before that, Chicago had a big ass run. Chicago had a big ass run, especially on the black community. Especially on the black community, man. Chicago had a big ass run. And I'm going to say that motherfucker ran from 2011 to 2015. 2011 to 2015. And I want to give a shout out to some of them motherfuckers that played a role in that shit. Shout out to Bob Kane Chemo and Bob Kane D-Lo. Y'all don't even know how much of an impact y'all had on the community with this Bob shit. Straight up. Y'all took a lot of kids different places. A lot of black kids, y'all took that shit from some place that started in y'all hood locally and it grew globally. A lot of people don't know how big that is in our community when you come from different backgrounds. A lot of motherfuckers don't realize we needed that type of structure back then. We needed kids doing something other than picking up guns and shit, going to go rob people. We needed shit like that. Get your ass up and dance, man. We some dancing motherfuckers. That's all I knew. That's all I knew. Growing up in the 2000s, gang, that's all I knew was to dance. That's all my family knew. We still do that shit to this day, whether we joking or we dead ass serious. We know how to fucking dance. Outside of this getting money shit, Chicago got some dancing motherfuckers. And y'all the two that I want to give a motherfucking salute to. Bob Kane D-Lo and Bob Kane Chemo. And let me just say this, D-Lo. I know D-Lo because we went to the same high school together. We went to Powerhouse together. And that young man did it tremendously. Tremendously. 360. I have to give it to him. I have to give it to him. And that's just knowing him on that type of level. But we gotta do better as a community out here, man. I miss that shit. I miss us going to the parties and we calling them bitches Fifis and the Fiestas and shit like that. I miss shit like that, gang. Can we get back to those times, man? Can we get back to those times when motherfuckers having parties? 7, 8 o'clock and that bitch ain't ending at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, man. And we leaving, going home, having a good ass time with nothing happening to us, man. Can we get back to that? Can we get back to that? Can we get back to when we used to tie the fucking American flag bandanas around our heads, man, and we used to go crazy? True Religion, G. Can we get back to that shit? See, everybody's so superficial now. Everybody on a different level now. And I get it. Times has changed. And we have to just go with the flow and shit like that. But it's just like, where's the end? Where's the end to that? We just get up, go to work now. If we got kids, take care of our kids. Paying car notes, paying bills, insurance. We want to keep living like that, man. We want to have fun at this bitch game. Damn, we want to. I'm trying to kick it. I'm trying to kick it. You know why? Because we can't get some of that time back. We can't get some of that time back. I miss those days where we could just sit on the porch, talk shit with our people. And we ain't got to worry about a car creeping up. We ain't got to worry about a motherfucker saying, on that car. We ain't got to worry about shit like that. I miss going outside with my designated crew before we even had cars. We just belling them motherfuckers shit. We belling them motherfuckers that's old enough. We belling them that shit. And me, I'm trying not to get caught by my OG. Fuck you talking about. I ain't supposed to be out this late, but I'm outside. I'm having fun. I want to go back to them days. I want to go back to them times where motherfuckers was in a basement having juke parties and shit. I want to get back to them times. Can we get back to that Chicago? Can we get back to that Chicago? I want a motherfucker to tell me right now they hosting some shit. This giving 2015, 2014. Shit, 2013. Matter of fact, it's giving that. We in that bitch, the niggas in that bitch with them big ass pants on. Now everybody shit too skinny. Now motherfuckers too cool for school. They can't move. That's why them bitches too skinny. What happened to the boot cut, the flared jeans in this motherfucker? Y'all too cool. Y'all got to show off y'all shit. Every motherfucker body got on the designer. You know what? Back then, from motherfucking 2012 to 2015, we didn't give a fuck about shit like that. We had on them big-ass True Religion jeans, the fucking Robin jeans, the fucking Rock Revival jeans, shit like that. Can we get back to shit like that? I ain't saying we gotta all keep wearing that shit. You feel me? Times do change. Even though True Religion never fell off, I feel like nothing never falls off. But when you get a specific person, I don't know who the fuck it is that deem these clothes and shoes, shit that we wear, something that we don't wear. But man, y'all got that shit bad in the city. If y'all don't see a motherfucker wearing it, y'all ain't gonna wear it. But when y'all see a motherfucker wearing that shit, I feel like, boom, there it is. Here go the new trend in the city. Y'all ain't even wearing this shit just because a motherfucking a celebrity got this shit on. Y'all going off shit that y'all see a motherfucker in the hood got it on. Oh, shit, let me wear this. I've seen it. Y'all done it. Don't say y'all ain't did it. And that's cool, because the shit that used to trend back then, motherfuckers was lit. Motherfuckers didn't know nothing about them motherfucking Rock Revivals and them motherfucking Robins and them True Religion because a motherfucker put it on. Motherfuckers didn't know about that shit until a motherfucker put it on. Popped out with it. Damn. You flea as hell, shorty. You feel me? Motherfuckers didn't know about shit like that. We need to get back to shit like that. I hate the way my city is going right now. I hate the way my city is portraying this image where it's just like, We ain't got no fucking common sense. When do we lack morals? The way the world is today, I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare bring another life into this bitch. Not if I have to stay in my city, I wouldn't. That's just me, though. You never know what the next motherfucker got going on. But y'all don't talk about that shit. A lot of motherfuckers don't talk about that shit. I want the old Chicago back, gang. I want my city back. I want that era where everybody was still friends. I want that era where motherfuckers was screaming at Drake shit. What? No new friends. Now, everybody done split up. Everybody done separated. Motherfuckers don't talk to nobody no more. Motherfuckers don't check on nobody no more. Motherfuckers don't do shit. The motherfuckers that you seen running with motherfuckers back then, I guarantee you, half of them don't even fucking hang with each other no more. You know why? You know why? The city is fucked up. Everybody let somebody else get into their head and fuck up their better judgment. If you rocking with the same motherfucker that you was rocking with 10 years ago, I salute you. I salute you. Keep your motherfucking A1s close to you, and I guarantee you, y'all gonna be the ones come up together when the time is right. I'm the type of motherfucker who stay down with a motherfucker till they come up. That's just me and my loyalty. I done made friends. I done lost friends. I done made friends again. And it still ain't changed the type of person I've been. I don't lack morals. I don't lack reasoning. And I don't lack judgment. My city used to be the most littest fucking city. You know when this bitch get turnt? You know when this bitch get turnt? Because it ain't graduation. It ain't picnics. It ain't holidays. This motherfucking Chicago get turnt up, bro. Chicago get turnt up on funerals. Chicago get turnt up on funerals. I've seen more funerals than parties. What that tell you? What that tell you? I done seen more funerals than parties. So what that tell you? I probably done been to more funerals than parties. Now I have. I done lost so many people close to me. I done lost so many people that I've been hung around. I done lost so many people where it's just like, damn. This what I'm waking up to now? I'm just living or die? No, I don't want that for my city. I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for our future generation. I want the Chicago back that I know and love. That's near and dear to my heart. And I'm pretty sure it's near and dear to y'all heart. But see, my city needs to take accountability for shit. We don't never want to take accountability for shit. It used to be a point of time where motherfuckers that's out here doing the killing and drilling stood by moral fucking code. No babies. No mothers. Yeah, okay. That shit out the window, huh? That shit out the window, huh? Yo, I don't give a fuck who in the way. These new niggas, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But that shit don't earn y'all no cool points. It never have and it never will. You picked up a motherfucking gun for what? You dropped that book and you picked up a gun. You dropped that motherfucking ball. You picked up a gun. And you went out here and said, I'm tough. Let me show a motherfucker how tough I am. Fuck is that? Fuck is that solving? Nothing. It ain't solving nothing for nobody, man. Parents. Stay on y'all child. Stay in y'all kids' ass, man. Because without that, this new generation is going down. This new generation is going down, I'm telling you. And they're going down quicker than I've ever seen. My city, the gun control is out of control. Simple. Simple as that. The gun control is out of fucking control. It's so easy for a motherfucker to buy a gun out here now versus to stay in school. It's so easy for a motherfucker to buy a gun than to stay in school. I miss the old Chicago, man. If we can get to that, I feel like we can get back to that. I feel like we can get back to that, right? We can get back to the old Chicago. We can get back to motherfuckers was riding around safe. Motherfucker could sit outside all night. Motherfucker have a party with no interruptions. I feel like we can get back to that, right, y'all? Right? We can get back to that. Because it ain't shit that I wouldn't do to help my city. If I have to get involved in some type of way, I would. But I can't be the only one that do it. Somebody in the city got to help me, right? Somebody got to be willing to make that type of sacrifice as well. What they say? It take a what? It take a village, man. We can't just do this shit by ourselves, man. We need everybody in the community to step up, get on y'all shit, help these kids, talk to these kids, mentor. Bring back fucking mentors. We losing mentors. Bring back mentors, man, because I want my city back. I want my city back. I miss big ass block clubs. Yeah, I miss that. I miss big ass block club party. Fulton, we had it lit. Walnut, we had it lit. LeClaire, we had it lit. Now every motherfucker body selling drugs on them blocks. That shit crazy. Can we get back to those days? Motherfuckers used to be outside tumbling. Fuck you talking about. No Jesse White, but they was out there outside flipping their ass off on the mattresses. Motherfuckers used to be outside, gang. Outside for real. I don't want to do nothing now but come home. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to stay outside. Because you never fucking know who into it with who. Now I'm in this bitch worried about what the fuck gonna happen next. No, I don't want to go outside for that. I want to go outside and have fun peacefully. And that ain't no scary shit. That's on me wanna enjoy my time outside, wanna enjoy my life. And I would expect my city to want the same thing, right? Shit, I want the whole Chicago back. Bring that shit back. Bring back. Every other corner, it's a candy store. The nacho, the chips of cheese, the 50 cent juices, the snowballs. Bring that back. I love my city to death. And now I fight for my city. But again, I can't be the only one to do that. And if you want to see the change, you gotta be the change. TKO. Out.